University of Montana is making changes through a process called Academic Program and Administrative Services Prioritization. Interim President Sheila Stearns met with the media yesterday and outlined some of the goals of that process.
To make decisions on investing in an administrative service that I think is key to student success, because that's one of retention and student success is an overarching goal for the university. 3/4 of our students every year are already here that we want to retain. We want to re-recruit them every year by serving them well with great classes, great advising, great outcomes, and graduation.
When asked about why the process has become so much more focused this year, Stearns made reference to the movie Moneyball and how the Oakland Athletics were able to use statistics to help the team have more success.
They realized by looking much more deeply into data analytics of the kind that are more available in universities now, just as they are in athletics, to make better decisions. And it would cause them to make their investment decisions in both financial and human resources a little differently.
The four categories for prioritizing programs and service include priority for development and growth, consider for development and or modification, priority for substantial modification, and insufficient evidence. The process will continue until December 15, when the president's final decisions will be shared with the entire campus. In a related story, the Montana Board of Regents is considering paying the incoming University of Montana president nearly $314,000 a year. Kevin McCray with the Montana Commissioner of Higher Education's office says, tells the Missoulian if the contract is approved, Seth Bodner's salary will be comparable to that of interim president Sheila Stearns and Montana State University president Waded Cruzado. Although Bodner is a Rhodes Scholar and a graduate of the University of Oxford in England, the General Electric executive was considered a non-traditional candidate since he has spent the majority of his career outside of academia. The board's agenda does not list an offer of deferred compensation like the $500,000 packages given to flagship presidents in the past. However, McCray said it's possible that will be discussed over the course of the next year. The board will take up the hiring contract next week. Republicans in the Montana legislature are currently gathering signatures in hopes of expanding the topics that can be covered during the special session scheduled for next week. Speaker of the House, Austin Knutson, said one of the items they'd like to bring up for discussion is a private prison in Shelby.
The fact is, they have offered to give the state back our $30 million in exchange for a lease extension. I think that's pretty easy math, but right now we can't even discuss it. You know, right now legislators can't even give it an up or down vote. It's not on the table. We can't even go there. The governor has made it clear he doesn't even want to talk about it.
Knutson says part of the expansion would include fuel reduction spending in the fire suppression fund. Another element would allow discussion on other fund transfer options other than those laid out in Governor Bullock's call. To top it off, they want to bring Bullock's proposed cuts to a vote.
A big problem for us is that the governor still has not done his job. If he wants us to come in and roll our sleeves up and do some work, we think it's only fair that he do the same. So one of the things we've included in this expansion call is we're going to take his cut list. We're not expanding on it. We're not changing it. But we're taking his proposed cut list, and we're actually going to put those into bill form and run those through as legislation.
In order to expand the session, they'll need to gather 76 signatures, and both the House and Senate will have to adopt that petition. In a related story now, a superintendent of public instruction, Elsie Arntzen, is offering the governor and the legislature the option of splitting the $125 million in guaranteed school payments into four parts to loosen up cash flow for the state. Deputy Superintendent Dr. Timothy Tharp said the idea is not to reduce the amount of school funding in order to avoid tax shifting to the people of Montana.
It wouldn't change the total dollars going to schools. It would just even it out. So instead of two tremendous spikes going to schools in November and in May, it would kind of level it out more so and help with this immediate issue. Spread it out over four payments and spread it out a little more evenly between November, January, March, and then May.
Tharp was asked why no other superintendent had thought of this strategy before.
The different things that they've used to fix this in the past have been short-term fixes. We'd rather make better government and make a plan that's going to work for perpetuity, make it this, so that it's something that's better than what we have now. And instead of having this ongoing situation, let's just fix the problem and then so that we don't have to deal with this again.
Tharp said the situation must be dealt with legislatively. Montana officials have announced a life-saving drug that can reverse opioid overdoses. It's going to be used more extensively by first responders. Governor Steve Bullock and state officials met at the Helena Fire Department yesterday to talk about naloxone and how it can help in the fight to curb the opioid crisis. The drug was previously only available by prescription to patients rather than being in the hands of first responders. But as a state bill aimed at saving lives from overdoses goes into effect, new training and a broader access to the drug will be brought statewide. The Montana Medical Association states opioids caused more than 700 deaths in Montana from 2000 to 2015. M2 Green purchased the old Smurfit Stone Mill site back in 2011, and it's been in arrears for over $1.2 million in property taxes on the land since 2013. Yesterday, the Missoula County Commissioners announced a settlement with the lending group Wakefield Kennedy, representing M2 Green. Senior Civil Deputy with the County Attorney's Office, Anna Conley, presented the details of the settlement.
The total amount that Wakefield agreed to pay was $967,632.51, which is approximately 89% of the tax debt owed on 8 of the 9 parcels out there. The rest of what is owed is about half of the penalty and interest on those 8 parcels, and that is forgiven.
Conley said the Frenchtown Taxing District has been in desperate need of the tax monies that have gone unpaid for several years.
We're very happy that we're getting 89% of the money that the taxing jurisdictions have been waiting for and are in desperate need of. This is going to be a huge infusion to the schools in Frenchtown, to the fire district, and to the county. So we're thrilled that we'll be able to move forward financially with some of these long-standing needs.
Conley said the legal fees of the lawsuit were primarily covered through the regular duties of the county attorney's office. Finally, a law enforcement official says a Montana man who spent almost 2 years as a fugitive after being indicted for illegal gun deals has been captured in Mexico and returned to the U.S. to face charges. Chief Deputy U.S. Marshal Rod Ostermiller said 37-year-old Eric Daniel Doyle of Kalispell was arraigned in federal court in Arizona yesterday following his capture a day earlier in the Mexican state of Sonora. Ostermiller says Doyle was indicted by a federal grand jury in November of 2015. Our News Talk time now, 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Areas of dense freezing fog this morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies today with our high temperatures in the low 40s. A few isolated showers will be possible. Tonight, a wintry mix of rain and snow with our overnight lows right around 30. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECA 13.